Hey, we're back on Downtown and very happy to be joined by a wonderful friend of the show, the silver-tongued prince of the courtroom, stage, and screen, John O'Hurley, joining us. Hello there, John.
You always give me the best introductions, I swear.
Well, we're
now,
so...
In contrast to that, I'm actually standing over an empty suitcase here deciding how many pairs of underwear and socks I need to open on Broadway.
The glamour of an actor's life.
It is. These are the tough decisions. It's not the role. It's not the rehearsals. It's not the performance. It's the preparation.
Well, you'll be returning to Broadway next week as Billy Flynn in Chicago, the musical, a show that you know so very well and one of the most iconic characters in American theater history. What do you like most about playing Billy Flynn?
Oh, well, they don't write characters like this anymore. I mean, he has probably the best entrance and the best exit that any actor has ever had in a musical in the history of the Great White Way. it's a phenomenal, and certainly the best. It's probably the best music that Ander and Ebb have ever written, and it's certainly the best choreography that Bob Fosse ever did. Which is underscored by the fact that it is the longest running American musical in history right now, and every night we do it, the audience is on their feet screaming at the end.
What is it about this show, John, for musicals of that time period, the classics from the early days, the Oklahomas, The Sound of Music, those have held up, but a lot of shows that came around in the 70s and early 80s don't have the legs of Chicago. Why is that?
Well, because they were probably more to the trend of the time, musicals like Hair and Pippin and Chorus Line. You know, they tried to shock at the time, and we're beyond that. You know, that belongs to each generation as to what shocks them and what's current. But because the music here is so good and so clever, and it takes that iconic time of the 1920s in Chicago and the period of great American jazz, it seems to rise above the cliche, and it's blessed with permanence. The music, as I say, is some of the most beautiful and cleverly written that I've ever heard in Broadway history. And just watching Bob Fosse, who was one of the most imaginative minds in choreography and so far ahead of his time, it's just it's beautiful, it's sensual, it's funny, and it's a wonderful, wonderful show for anyone, I would say, from 12 to 92. It's got something in it for everybody.
Well, anytime you get to dance to the great choreography of Anne Reinking, you can't go wrong.
Yep, it really is. It's just a phenomenal piece and such a joy to do every night. I walk out on stage knowing that I have a secret, and the secret is that this entire audience is going to be on their feet in 2.5 hours. And it's like revealing that, bit by bit by bit is just a great joy being an actor.
Well, and of course, the choice you're making there with that empty suitcase is relatively important here because the audience will get to see your boxers.
Actually, no.
We don't
do that. That was the old style. That was the old Chicago. Chicago was revived in 1995, and it's all done very minimalist now. And now Billy Flynn is now very elegant, and I'm in a beautiful. My tux is about $10,000, so it's all handmade, and it looks as good as it can be.
Well, it sounds fabulous, and you'll be there from the 23rd of July through October 4th. So if you get a chance to get to New York, go see a Broadway show. Make sure on that list is Chicago with John O'Hurley. I saw you're also out in Lake Tahoe recently for the American Century Celebrity Golf Tournament. How is it possible, John, that you lost to Larry the Cable Guy?
No, not by much. I had a terrible year. I'm coming off a pulled hamstring, so golf is a little funky for me right now. But that's no excuse. It's still golf.
You have to be very happy with the way your Red Sox are playing so far this year.
Oh, I'll tell you, I think they've been bolstered by that wonderful team in Portland there. Yeah, I'm just amazed at the strength of this team and the promise of the team down the run. It's an offense that no matter who seems to fall by the wayside on the DL, the rest of the guys seem to be able to pull it together and still put an absolutely unbeatable offense together. And Chris Sale is, I think, one of the most unhittable. You'd have to go back to Sandy Koufax to find somebody that unhittable.
I've done the job of taking a look ahead at the schedule while you're there in Yankee country. And Tuesday, assuming, well, no, you wouldn't have a Tuesday matinee. There is an afternoon game September 18th with the Red Sox in town to see the Yankees.
Oh, you bet I'll be there.
Who do you like best on this team? Obviously, Mookie.
And I'll tell you, I got to tell you a funny thing.
Oh, yeah.
I never miss a Red Sox game. I watch all 162 games. And I watch it on my phone on MLB.com. And I guarantee you, backstage, when I'm counting down with the conductor, 3, 2, 1, I am watching the game to the last possible second.
Well, that's wonderful. How about that signing of J.D. Martinez, too?
Oh, yeah. And not only the fact that they've signed him, because, you know, teams have signed great players before, but the fact that his career has gelled in that park. I think it's the perfect combination of preparation and opportunity. He is he's an exceptional athlete. He's the perfect athlete for Boston because he's one of those guys that says, hey, let my work speak for myself. It's like Spencer Tracy used to say, as an actor, the actors, do your work and go home.
Speaking of baseball, have you been at the ballpark at all this year? And have you thrown out any first pitches, which you do on a pretty regular basis?
I did. I was there. I was fortunate enough to see Chris Sale pitch against Seattle. So I had my dad there, my 90-year-old dad, and the whole family there. So it was just a lot of fun, yes. And of course, my 11-year-old son, the front office there, brought him down, a travel bag full of Red Sox memorabilia. I don't know how he gets so lucky. I never got that when I was a kid.
I also happened to see on social media a couple of weeks back, you were with another friend of our show, Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees, when you were in Boston.
We did one of the Comic-Cons together, and Mickey's been a longtime friend, one of the most enjoyable people to sit down with. Mickey's one of those guys that looks you right in the eye, and it doesn't matter who you are. He'll answer any question, tell you any story. I just have more fun with him every time we're together. And we're actually thinking of putting a kind of a funny karaoke type of show together where you can, for charity, which is where you actually bid money to sing with either one of us.
Well, that would be fantastic. John O'Hurley appearing starting next week on Broadway in Chicago. John, it's always a delight for us to talk with you. Thanks at last minute for making time for us here this afternoon and break a leg there on stage.
Oh, Rich, you're the best. I always enjoy talking to you. Thanks again.